let's get a chance first to meet everybody. I'll let you introduce yourself, please. And if you have any shout outs, this is a perfect time to offer them. What's your name?
I'm Eliza Kleinschmidt.
Anybody listening that you might like to say hello to, or anybody who brought you here?
My mom brought me here.
Excellent. So that's Eliza. And next to Eliza, we have?
Braden Simon.
Hi, Braden. And anybody who brought you here today?
My grandparents are driving down to meet me, so.
How nice. That's terrific. And you are?
I'm Kaylee Simon. Braden's my brother. I want to say hi to my grandparents.
Excellent. I did not pick up on the two of you, big brother or brother and sister. I'm glad you did. And?
I'm Aditya Pingali, and my parents and my brother are here.
Excellent. So all of you go to Penn Middle School, and you're in different grades too. So Kaylee is in sixth grade, and you're in sixth grade too, right? And then we have Eliza in seventh grade and Braden in eighth grade. Who can tell me a little bit about this project? Could somebody explain what it is you were challenged to do and why?
So we went to our local state park, Bushy Run Battlefield. We collected leaf samples off different trees, and then we took temperatures of them after letting them sit in the sun, and we compared the data of the different temperatures after we took the data.
We had to collect leaves from the same tree of different sizes, leaves from different trees, like different types of tree leaves, and different colors from the same tree.
And once you actually picked the leaves off of the trees, and then you observed what happened to them, I guess they're still kind of alive once you take them off, right? So you would observe changes in the leaves after you remove them. And what's there to look at? What did you realize as you did it?
Well, we looked at, like, the different colors, like if one color leaf would be hotter than another color, or if one size leaf would be hotter or colder, and with shape too.
And do leaves respond all the same way, or do different plants respond differently? I'm not challenging you. I just don't know much about the topic. I'm curious what you were able to find out.
So the darker leaves generally had a hotter temperature. So the lighter leaves, they would be, they'd be cooler. I think it's just because the light reflects off of the lighter leaves, and the darker leaves, they more absorb.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So the darker leaves would really want to take in all the heat. And maybe does the shape have any impact too? If it's larger, it probably, or maybe not as much as the color. Do you think color's the primary?
I would say yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is this kind of data, does it get used by people to decide what kind of trees they might want to plant in different places, do you think? Or is there some practical use for this kind of data as you get it?
I mean, it all depends, like, if it matters to them. Otherwise, it probably would be used for, like, research papers or something.
That makes sense.
I know that using the data, we helped someone with their dissertation.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting. Can you tell me more about that?
So they were having this data from the leaves, and they were going to use it in their dissertation.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
So that person's pretty lucky. He ends up, or she ends up, getting a lot of people helping with their research. So what did you do? You collected the data. Did you need to, usually a Fairchild Challenge involves a journal or some drawings. Did you also make some things to illustrate what you did?
Yeah. So for, like, the size leaves, we got graph paper and we had to outline the leaves and count the number of blocks inside the leaves to determine about the square area of the leaf.
That's a good way to do it. And then did you use that as part of your evaluation of how the leaf responded to things based on its size? Anything else that you did involving, you know, illustrating your work?
So we drew, like, the different shapes of leaves and figured out, like, which species the trees were, the leaves were from.
So you sort of made a guide so you would know if a leaf was this shape, it came from a particular tree. What kinds of trees did you end up having leaves from?
We had an oak tree, like a maple tree, some other trees.
We had an American beech tree and a sugar maple tree.
Do you remember which one absorbed the most heat? That's hard to remember offhand. I was just curious. But interesting that color of the leaf seems to be the most significant thing. So do any of you, thought about what you might want to do when you get older yet? I know it's early still, but as you're not too far from high school, have you thought about it?
Not me, no.
No?
I want to be an interior designer.
How come?
I just like matching the colors and making like rooms look really pretty.
Do you know anybody who does that? You probably do it now.
Well, my cousin is an architect, and I think that's fascinating too, and I just like the interior design aspect.
I think it really takes a lot of skill to do that well. Have you thought about anything yet?
Well, I think like when I grow up, I would like kind of want to be like maybe the president. Or, like, help the environment somehow?
You could probably do both. Those aren't mutually exclusive. It would be great to have you do that. I'll be happy to campaign on your behalf. Do you have good leadership skills, do you think?
I don't know.
Well,
maybe.
You'll be able to develop those. Brayden, have you thought about what you might like to do?
I'm kind of sure. I'm not entirely sure. I'm kind of, like, between two options.
What are they?
I want to be either a paleontologist or a teacher.
Those are both great options. Why does paleontology strike you as interesting?
Ever since I was little, like, I've been fascinated with, like, dinosaurs and all manner of prehistoric creatures, so.
And people are needed in those fields. And what about teaching?
I've had a lot of really good teachers, and I kind of want to be able to be, like, that teacher for another kid and help them succeed.
That's good. I hope you let your teachers know how much you like them, the ones you really appreciate. So I have a kind of a weird question for all of you. I'll give you a minute to think. If you had three wishes, I'm curious what they would be. And your answers don't have to be perfect or anything, but their wishes, and you can spend them however you would like. It can be on anything. And it doesn't have to be about this topic that we've been talking about. It could be anything. And while you're thinking about that, I did want to ask who your teacher is that worked with you on the Fairchild Challenge.
It was Dr. Ekberg, who's our spectrum teacher.
Excellent. Dr. Ekberg,
mm-hmm.
Did you say?
Yeah.
Excellent. Does anybody have any wishes? Anything come to mind?
Well, I think like for me, like a wish would be like to like stop like kind of pollution and like the environment and save all the animals kinda and trees.
That's a great wish. Did you come up with any others?
Well, to there be no allergies because I'm allergic to like nuts and sesame seeds and it gets really annoying.
I'll bet. And any more?
World peace.
That's good. It gets harder if you go later because some of your wishes might have been taken. Those are all great wishes. I like how you had, it's okay to have a personal wish, like about allergies, and some of your others were broad. What about you, Kaylee? Any ideas?
I wish we could go to the beach this summer because I think my parents are planning it, but I really want to go.
That's a good wish.
I want to help the environment, like Adi3 said. I think that'd be a really nice thing.
And any others?
I don't think so.
You could also just save the wish.
I'll save the wish.
Yeah, or wish for an infinite supply of wishes. That way you will never have to worry. Braden, did you think of any?
Like Adithir said, no allergies. I have awful allergies, like seasonal allergies, so it sucks for me because I'm coughing a lot. I would also wish for no post-nasal drip because I also have that, and that combined with allergies is a mess.
Yes, and it does. It is hard to swallow when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hurts. I'd also wish to go to France.
Excellent. So no allergies, no post-nasal drip, France. What makes you interested in France?
I really like France. I'm in like French class right now, and I'm really enjoying it, and I just really want to visit France and go see the country.
That's great. I've never been there. I would love to go to France. Well, those were Braden's wishes. And Eliza, did you think of any?
I honestly have no idea what I would do with them.
No. Can you think, if you had to change something in the world, what would you change? If you wanted the world to be different than it is?
Probably no judgment.
That's a really good, that's an awesome wish, actually, because people do get very judgy about things that they need not make judgments about, right? That's a really good wish. Everybody nodded their head right as they said that. I think it's, that's thought-provoking. You've got me thinking about it some more. Well, it's fun to have you here. Do you know what your next challenge is in the Fairchild Challenge?
Right now, our challenge is like mathematics and patterns in nature, so we have to find some natural phenomenon such as like how a chameleon's tail kind of curls up and relate it to back to math. For example, a chameleon's tail is a Fibonacci sequence. How as it grows larger and larger, it's a pattern. And like, so we have to make drawings of these and then write about the pattern, about the what it is the pattern. Like, for example, I'm doing a drawing of like a galaxy out in space because it's also a Fibonacci sequence.
And what is that kind of sequence? That's a mathematical...
So, it's where you take a number like 1, you add 1 to it, so that's 2, then you add 1 to 2, then you add, which is 3, then you add 2 to 3, which is 5, then you add 3 to 5, and it goes on and on and on.
I vaguely remember that. What a cool idea. Do any of you like math? It sounds like you really like math.
I mean, I'm good at it. I don't really like it that much.
No? Do you?
Yeah.
What are you doing in math in school now?
Well, in math, we're learning about histograms and data analysis, kind of.
Excellent. When you run for president, you'll be good at knowing your polling data and understanding all of those things. Now, that's in sixth grade. What's seventh grade math?
Next week, we're starting geometry again.
Oh, lots of degrees and all of those things. I liked geometry. And what about 8th grade? Well, 8th grade, we mentioned the series. And 6th grade are histograms and things. It's always kind of interesting to me to know what happens in math. Well, it's wonderful to have all you here. You're great representatives of Penn Middle School. Is there anything else anybody would like to say or talk about?
I want to give a shout-out to my... science class. Mr. Stewart, we're probably going to listen to this later, so I just want to say hi.
I hope so. What are you studying in science now?
We've been doing like the different systems of Earth, like the geosphere, the hydrosphere, the atmosphere, and so on. And we're studying on like how each sphere affects us and how they all work together.
You guys are doing really neat stuff. Anybody else want to add anything?
I want to give a shout-out to all my friends and teachers at Penn Middle School.
Excellent. Anyone else?
I want to give out to my friends a shout-out to my friends and teachers, especially my friend Patrick. He is also doing this challenge. He just isn't here today.
And Eliza, anything else to add?
Not that I can think of right now.
Well, I did also want to ask you one more question. I almost forgot. And it's what you like to do for fun. I mean, all the things we've been talking about school-related, I hope are fun. But do any of you play on any teams or sports or have any hobbies that you really like doing?
I like to play the piano, and I also really like playing video games and stuff, so.
Excellent. What do you like to do?
I like to read, and I really like writing like poems and stories, and I also like to play piano.
Excellent. And what about you, Kaylee?
I play piano like my brother, and I have a soccer team.
Excellent. And Eliza, do you have anything that you especially like to do?
I play piano, and I'm also in the drama club at the school.
Wow. What does the drama club do? Have you actually put on plays and things?
Yeah. Last year we did a Charlie Brown Christmas for the play, and the musical was Peter Pan. This year the play was A Christmas Story, and the musical is Legally Blonde Jr.
That's great. You're really poised. Do you like being on stage?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. Well, I want to thank you all for coming here today. Congratulations. I have a feeling I might see you again as the Fairchild Challenge continues. Thanks for being with us. These students are all from Penn Middle School.